You're listening to SBS News.
Commemorating the handing down of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, Ramadan is a time for prayer, friends and family. It falls on the ninth month of the Muslim lunar calendar and lasts 29 or 30 days, based on visual sightings of the crescent moon. Muslims also abstain from eating, drinking, smoking and sex during daylight hours to build self-discipline and compassion for those less fortunate. In doing so, Muslims complete one of the five pillars of Islam, the obligations the religion says one must satisfy to live a responsible life. There's a number of exemptions from fasting: children, pregnant or breastfeeding women, the elderly and those who are ill can all be absolved. While Ramadan is observed all around the world, specifics can differ by region. Adele Salman from the Islamic Council of Victoria says Australia's diverse population makes for a melting pot of cultural influences during Ramadan.
The Muslim community here in Australia is so diverse, so many different cultures, languages. There's age diversity as well, and younger people might, interact with Ramadan different to older people. You know, recent arrivals different to people who have been raised here in Australia.
Ramadan culminates in Eid al-Fitr. It translates from Arabic to Festival of Breaking the Fast and typically involves prayers, the wearing of fine clothes, gift-giving and eating. Lots and lots of eating. Eid al-Fitr also differs from culture to culture. North African Muslims often bake cookies known as kak. Malaysian women typically wear a loose-fitting blouse known as baju kurung. And Arab families have been known to buy new furniture to usher in celebrations. But Adele Salman says people don't need to live in a Muslim-majority country to fully experience Ramadan.
See, Australia is not a majority Muslim country, so no one else really knows about Ramadan, is celebrating Ramadan, so it doesn't have that broader, celebration that you would find in, say, Egypt. And in fact, in some ways, it might actually be better here in terms of your absolute focus on the real messages of Ramadan as opposed to more of the cultural aspect of Ramadan.
Visibility of Ramadan is growing in Australia. In 2016, Malcolm Turnbull became the first Prime Minister to host a meal breaking the Ramadan fast when he held an iftar dinner in his Kirribilli home. This year's Ramadan is the second in Australia for Ali Banasewi. He arrived in Sydney from Egypt via Germany and is now a producer for SBS Radio's Arabic program.
It's very different. It's a little bit hard because in Arab countries, including Egypt, work hours is adjusted to accommodate the main meal of the day, which is at sunset. But here, this is not the case.
Mr. Banasewi says his fellow Egyptian Muslims in Sydney have been helping him adjust to his new country.
There's few mosques where you can pray the late night prayers. The Egyptian community here, they have a table on Google Sheets. They exchange this table, and in the table, they write which mosque will have the prayers this day.
Muslim Community Radio is a radio station in Sydney's west, covering Muslim issues and events in a number of languages. It aims to educate listeners about Australian laws and customs, steer them away from extremism, and keep new migrants in touch with the cultures of their homelands. The station initially transmitted 24 hours a day during Ramadan in 1995, and now broadcasts every day of the year. Chairman Rafiq Hussein says the station plays a key role in announcing the dates of Ramadan to Sydney's west each year.
Muslims all over the world will be looking for the crescent of the moon. So the previous month, on the 29th night of that month, Muslims will be waiting to see whether the next day is going to be Ramadan or not. And that's actually something that we participate in, and we've got listeners tuning in waiting, is it Ramadan tomorrow or not?
This year's Ramadan comes months after the deadly Christchurch mosque attacks. It also comes week after deadly bombings on a Sri Lankan church, which are being claimed by terror groups identifying as Islamic extremists. In Australia, the Muslim community is on high alert, with various community leaders putting in place various security measures ahead of Ramadan. But Australian National Imams Council spokesperson Bilal Rauf says he doesn't think that'll stop people observing.
Different mosques will be taking various steps to ensure safety and that people who attend at the mosques, which will increase during Ramadan, can do so with a sense of security and peace of mind. while there'll be some concern about what has recently transpired, that won't stop people, I think, from really enjoying and embracing the occasion of Ramadan.
Mr. Rauf says leaders are urging Australian Muslims to use the holy month to promote tolerance and understanding in the wider community.
On the one end, it's for the Australian Muslim community, it is an occasion of celebration, of introspection. That's what Ramadan is about. It's about coming together as a family, as a community. But the second dimension is really encouraging Australian Muslims to share the experience as well, invite their neighbours and have discussions and really involve others in the experience.
Time zone advantages make fasting during Ramadan easier for those in Australia, who will this year only fast for around 12 hours a day. Some Europeans will see more sunlight each day and fast for up to 19 hours. At times through the year, in a few places above the Arctic Circle, the sun never sets. In these cases, authorities have decreed Muslims can either fast along with the closest Muslim country or with Mecca, Saudi Arabia, the birthplace of Islam. Evan Young, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.